have now been handed safely over to the Ukrainian Air Force. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 170 points and the Nasdaq up 172. This is SRN News.
Lee Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our major spring break warming trend continues today. In fact, I think we're headed for the mid-80s today. Good bit of sunshine. Clouds on the increase, but very mild tonight. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, a very warm day for March. I think the high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. We'll be dry through Friday evening, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday, and some of those will be strong, possibly severe. The storms will clear out early in the day on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has announced that he is running for another term. Yesterday, Reed spoke about the success and the changes that Montgomery has undertaken during his administration. Reed says he is running with a purpose and a passion to continue the work he started, revitalizing neighborhoods, investing in public education, and supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs. Prattville authorities are warning about a possible delivery scam. The scam involves a text message warning of a supposed delivery problem coming from the post office or UPS. Police say this is a scam designed to steal your personal and financial information. They urge you to delete the text and block the sender. Montgomery has put a billing system in place for anyone who rides a city ambulance. It's just for Montgomery Fire Rescue Services. From October 2022 to now, roughly 700 people have been taken to the hospital by city ambulance free of charge. It should be in place by the end of the year. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sapp.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's blended learning executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's executive JD schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. And as promised, I have across the desk from me, Julie Beard. She is running for City Council District 2. Julie, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great this afternoon, Joey. Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity.
And so the first question I ask all candidates this, whether they're running for governor, United States Senate, Congress, State House, or City Council, why do this to yourself?
Why not me?
Very good.
Why not me?
Very good.
I have strong roots in District 4. District 2. I've lived there for 64 years, except for four glorious years at Auburn, where I see you graduated from Auburn
War
Eagle. So, you know, I feel like I have very strong roots there. Was educated at three schools, Morningview, Capitol Heights, and Robert E. Lee. Huh. Also went back and taught at two of those schools, Morningview Elementary and Robert E. Lee, in my career. And also did 4 years at Howland Gardens Elementary.
All right.
That used to be in District 2.
Yep, right.
So, you know, I feel like I've got solid roots. My father was a city councilman. He was elected in 1983 for 16 years. So my boots have been on the ground with campaign and everything. So we walked through that with him, through all that era. So I feel like today is my day to come back and serve the community of District 2.
Now, describe District 2. Is this a seat that's currently occupied, or?
It is an open seat.
Open seat.
Brantley Lyons has elected not to run again, so it's an open seat. Kind of got the wind of that last year about this time, a little bit before. And so we had talked, and I've talked to many people, a lot of different stakeholders and businessmen in the area, and they said, you're the girl. Last year I made a little post on Facebook, and one of my former head cheerleaders down at WSFA saw it, and she said, Miss Julie, people want to know who you are and why you made that post. And so that first thing led to another, and a dear friend sent a message to me and said, Julie, you have said what we wanted to say. All of us have wanted to say, you're the girl for the job. Go for it.
Well, and so I'm hearing a teacher, number
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Kids of different ages.
Yes. I have lots of degrees. I was one of those that liked school when I finally got to college. I taught K through 12 physical education. I also have a first through 6 elementary education degree. I also taught high school PE aerobics. I was the cheerleading coach and sponsor at Robert E. Lee for a long period of time, about 14 years, and I was the activities director.
Well, that's awesome.
So I have a lot of people that I have touched base with, and they're my connection. They're my kids,
right.
All those students, and their parents. Great relationships.
Well, and I've been telling this fellow over here, this is Eddie, I think you met him off air, that he needs to stretch more. He's not,
summer's coming up. I'll do some swimming if that makes you feel better.
You need to stretch before you swim. I don't want you pulling anything.
Cramp up?
Right. I mean, you know this from your experience, especially like with cheerleader. Like, you got to stretch, Eddie.
Well, you've got to warm up. That's true. That's
Come
true.
On, anyway. So when you're looking at District 2 and you're looking at the city as a whole, because you'd be working with everybody else there, right. What are, say, the top three priorities that you're looking at?
Well, in my platform, my top three priorities are a safety and crime. I think that's the number one thing that every citizen in Montgomery wants to touch on. And when I decided to move forward, if you will, I started talking to business owners, especially those in District 2 and other just mentors who I've had throughout the years, and also stakeholders and citizens of, and residents of District 2 all over the city. Their number one thing, complaint or issue is we got to shut down the crime.
Right. Right.
And it is a thing that is rampant, but it's not just here in Montgomery, Alabama. It's all over the nation. But for us, it's in our city, the capital city, and we need to move forward and try to get a handle on it. I say kudos, though, to the Montgomery Police Department. We've had 22 homicides as of today in Montgomery. They have solved 9 of them. And I think Chief Albert and the group, they're working as hard as they can to solve all the problems. You and I know, just like with kids, you can't be with them at all times.
Right.
So they can't be everywhere all the time either. Their hands are full. Montgomery Police Department, they're down on staff. You know, we've got to get out there and recruit. We've got to offer some benefits and some packages, so to speak, to get those that want to serve in that capacity to be our police officers.
Hear, hear. And other than making sure the police force is fully staffed up, that they have the resources that they need, what do you think are some of the reasons? Because there has been an uptick, I think, in there's a violent crime, I've noticed. What do you think are some of the reasons for this rise?
Well, let's look back. my whole candidacy and everything I do is back to basics. And I believe strongly that we have to get back to basics and everything. You think about it. When you were growing up, when I was growing up in the eons ago, with the dinosaurs, so to speak, there wasn't Nintendo. There wasn't anything out there. There wasn't Game Boys. There wasn't all the things these kids are playing now. A lot of those are violence. If you listen to music that had profanity in it, oh, you were snatched up by your collar, by your father, by the end of the day. So I do believe it's a lot of what society is bringing into our children. We do have a lot of times you will see where the parents and the children are being, or the kids are being good friends instead of the parent parenting. We got to get back to parenting. You know, you've got to be the parent. You've got to stand up to your child and make strong decisions and wise choices and teach them the same way.
No, I hear you. We often say, I stole this from Dan Morris years ago, it all begins at home.
And it all begins at home.
And it might not be a particular song or video game or movie, but it I think you hit a good point in that when you look at generally what the culture is teaching people, it's not one trigger, it's more just the water we all swim in.
But I have a strong belief, and I stand firm on this, that every single person in their life, they have found somebody that they can look at as a mentor, and that person teaches them. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday, I was on a walk with the Office of Violence Prevention, and we were out at Ravenwood Apartments, and that's been a real hot spot lately. And I ran into a former student, now police officer, Officer Folks, and he told me, he said, "Miss Beard, you made a difference in my life. You made a difference. Remember this. Remember this." And so if I have one little piece of the puzzle that has, with these students that I've taught, I feel like I've done my job. And I believe there's one person in everybody's life, whether it's a teacher, someone at the church, a neighbor, somebody else's mom or dad or grandparent, that person, every person has a connection, and there's always hope.
Amen to that. Yeah. Again, folks, we're talking to Julie Beard. You can go to JulieBeard4, spell it out, JulieBeard4Montgomery.com. I'm looking at it now, and you learn a lot more about Julie's bio. I mean, she covered it pretty good here in just these few minutes. But other than public safety, crime prevention, what are some other top priorities for you?
Well, I'm a firm believer, and when I was in school, you know, we had the litter bug campaign, you know.
That's right.
And we cleaned up, and, you know, we have someone on the news, thank goodness, WSFA Mark Bullock always says, clean up. And I strongly believe, back to the basics again, we need to clean up Montgomery. There's too much trash. I was riding down the road yesterday coming back from this event I was at, and just in the middle of the interstate, there was like this huge McDonald's bag. I'm like, who rides down the road and does that?
Right.
Where, you know, when I was growing up, if you threw a Kleenex out the window, you could be fined. And my parents taught us, don't you dare throw anything out that window. So that it was instilled in me many, many moons ago. And I believe that's something that we still need to teach in our schools.
No, and this is something that could be done by just volunteering,
right? Absolutely. You can do cleanup campaigns in your neighborhood. See the Clean City Commission. Al Grove is the director of that, and Liaison Way, and that group runs a great campaign. I believe that we can do this among ourselves, but we have to teach it. We have to teach it. And speaking of cleaning up, you know, the entrances and the exits to our city. This is what our tourism, all the tourists, yes, are coming down the interstates, and that's their first outlook of Montgomery, Alabama. Well, if you drive into Texas, you've got the blue bonnets all down the middle of the road. I mean, they're gorgeous at this time of the year. The same thing in Montgomery. You've got to get rid of that trash. You've got to get rid of those eyesore spots, if you will, so our city is aesthetically beautiful for people coming in, and that we know that we are welcoming them to a clean city.
Hear, hear, whether like from 65 idea. Or 85. Yeah, yeah, that can be a huge deal. And I think it is a matter of, do you think more resources are needed? Like, and I guess what I'm generally asking here, what's your kind of thoughts on taxes and spending and your general approach to that?
Well, I think we have a fantastic maintenance department, sanitation department. The Saturdays, they are open on twice a month, you know, at all the different community centers. Very convenient. You know, I ride by places, I see the sofas and the mattresses, and I'm going, surely to goodness, you know, somehow we could have taken care of that. If not, there has, maybe there, and I know you can call in and for a fee with mm-hmm. the sanitation department, they will come by and pick it up. A lot of times the sanitation department will come through, swing through the areas when they have a little break time or a little off time, if they're so busy, and pick that up. So I think, and I believe wholeheartedly, people go tell you that we don't know when that is. Yes, you do. It's the first and third. It's the first weekend of the month, third yep. week of the month. It hasn't changed in years. The times have changed.
It's 9-1.
It's like, hey, it's hello, it's there. So, you know, you can pull that up on a website. It's picked, it's placed everywhere. We know it. And so you just have to put that in your thinking box and make sure you handle all that.
So it sounds like just we got what we need. We need to communicate more.
Absolutely. You got to yeah. communicate, and that's where a city councilman comes in. There's 9 yep. city councilmen. And you make sure that your area knows that, and you publicize it. Mm-hmm. If you have to put things in grocery stores or whatever, if you have to put out the little handouts that they make at the neighborhood services, I pass those out at my community association meeting regularly. You've just got to take care of business. You got to own up to it and take pride. It's got to come back to where we have self-pride in our neighborhoods, right. Every single neighborhood.
Now, do you already have somewhat of a like, even just a friendship or a relationship with current council members?
Yes, I do. I know several of them very well. And, you know, Brantley and I made a connection last year, and he has been very helpful. I'm just giving some good advice on all the other council members as well. I started going to council meetings about a year ago. It's just a time in my life where I have the time to do that. And I knew if I am going to pursue this, and I want to pursue it as a full-time position, I mean, you have to do it.
Right.
I know what my dad put into it. Umpteen years ago, you've got to hear your people, you've got to listen, you've got to ride around, you've got to be vigilant, you have to be seen in community meetings and in your community doing things, as well as other parts of the city. It doesn't just stop at District 2. My main focus would be District 2, but I've got to be aware of what's going on everywhere else. It's called with-itness. That's probably one of my favorite words ever.
Withitness.
I learned that at Auburn University, War Eagle. And it means Eagle. You understand everything that's going on around you. You've got to absorb it. You've got to talk to people and understand and make sure your presence is known.
Again, folks, we're talking to Julie Beard. She is running for City Council District 2. And the election's, what, in August?
August the 22nd, a Tuesday.
It'll be here before you know it,
absolutely.
Folks.
On my website, I believe we have how many days it is.
Yeah, I think there's a counter at the
yes,
bottom.
Yes, it is. It's 151.
Yeah, 151 days. Countdown to Election Day.
10 hours, 45 minutes, and 45 seconds.
There you go. Let's go to Miss Love. By the way, Miss Love is always at the city council meetings.
Okay. Hey, Miss Love.
So let's bring her on. Miss Love, you're on with Julie Beard.
Hey,
Miss Love. How are you today?
Blessing to everybody, all of you. If you, if I'm not mistaken, if you're taking over Miss Lyon, you will be my representative.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes, ma'am.
I got two questions for you.
All righty.
Okay, if you win, how often would you have town hall meetings for people you represent?
Well, Miss Love,
Question two. Go ahead.
No, ma'am, you go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Question two. When I got back, I realized we only had one city council that's at night. Okay. Also, I found out after going and being on speaking that the city council meeting cut off before everybody standing at that podium didn't get to speak. I don't like that. Okay, I asked why, and they told me, somewhere around November, maybe this can be changed. But the reason I was given that it's done like that is because a politician would get up there and campaign. That's no excuse in my eyesight. I don't accept that excuse because it would be a revenue. Y'all can raise the money. If a person get up there and campaign, charge him $5 million. That's money for the city. But every time I look on YouTube and see these other places, there are people on the entire city council meeting. You can hear them. And then we don't have that. Only the people that get sponsored by those persons, the people that say what they want you to say, agree with them, are the people that they are signing. right. charging money for something. That is wrong. That is ungodly. It should be stopped. I want to know, how do you feel about that? And I'm being told maybe that can change around November, somewhere around there.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Okay, well, I'm going to answer the first question for you about the town hall meetings. Yes, ma'am. I would... You know, I'm going to kind of follow suit behind one of the council members. He seems to have one once a quarter, which I think is very good. So that would be great for any district to me. And I think it's very feasible for the other departments to come and meet with us once a month. I would like to hold a town hall meeting where you do have a question and answer period. And so that it's kind of controlled. We would do a kind of like you sign up your questions at first. So the people that those questions are directed to, they have time to facilitate an answer for you. So I think those are very important. And Ms. Love, I promise you that will happen. I will work very hard to make that happen. On the second part with the council, I don't know the total answer because I'm kind of misled on your question, but that's something you and I can sit down and have a conversation about at length. I'd love to hear your ideas on that. I do know that when you come to the council meeting, there is an agenda, and I'm sure you've seen the agenda, and you've been on the agenda before, too. And most of the time, you have to call in and get on right. that agenda before noon. I believe it is on Monday.
That's correct.
And you call the city clerk's office, Brenda Baylock, and you get on the agenda. Sometimes you can sign up, I believe, at the city council meeting, and they'll ask if there are people there to speak upon that sort of thing. If we don't, right, and so if you don't have those time limits, in my eyes, this is the way I'm looking at it, the council meeting could go on to 12 o'clock because everybody has something to say, and I understand everybody's voice needs to be heard. So I've listened to what you've said, and we'll move forward with that. I look forward to seeing you again at the city council. I had to leave Tuesday night early. We had something else we had to do, and I had to sneak out a little bit earlier, and I have not been able to sit down and watch the rest of it, and I want to make sure I listen to that. So I will investigate what you're saying, and we'll move from there, and I hope I can get an answer back to you pretty soon.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am. Okay. I'm concerned about the city council people who we pay get to choose who be on the part that comes on the TV, come on YouTube. If they don't like what you're saying, they will not sponsor you. I want that TV... City Council needs to show everybody that stood up there speak, even if you done broke it down to 3 minutes.
Okay. I see where you're going
Thank
with that. I see where
Thank
you're
you,
going
Ms.
with
Love.
That. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Love. I'll look into it. Thank you so much.
For the break here, we got one coming up. And again, folks, we're talking to Julie Beard. She's running for City Council District 2. Let's go to Lisa as a question for Julie. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, this is Lisa Keith. Joey, how are you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Julie Beard, and
yes.
I just want y'all to know, I'm just telling the public this, I've known that woman for 30 years. She is, I've told her if she ran the Lee High School football team, they'd be the champion still today.
and you're the best, Lisa. Thank you.
Well, I'm just excited that you're running. I think your mom and your dad would both be proud of you. They're watching you from above.
Thank you.
And all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I feel like you're going to win, and I think this city's going to win when you're on there. So I'm excited.
Thank you, Lisa, for those kind words. Yes, Lisa and I talked together for a long time at Lee and had a lot of fun, and she's a very dear, sweet friend. Thank you, Lisa, so much.
Appreciate you, Lisa. Always good hearing from Lisa.
I love Lisa Keith.
Been too long for me. We got to hit a quick break here. We'll come back and continue to talk about some of these issues. In particular, I'm seeing on the literature you gave me here the panhandling issue, and that I've done a few of those town halls with Ed Grimes, right. The quarterly ones. Right. And so that is where we met.
That's where we met.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were wondering about that off the air.
I'll be at Faulkner, yeah.
And so I think that's a great approach to really reaching out to folks. And the panhandling issue constantly comes up at those town halls. I saw a guy yesterday at the Vaughn Road Eastern Boulevard. Yeah. He's got signs set up. And it said, "Hey, don't have cash, no problem. Cash at me,
baby."
And it's just, it's a whole thing. But we'll get into that after the break. And well, I apologize because there's a lady in the room, but you men out there need to listen up because this part of the program is brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. They're reinventing men's health care here in the River Region. And if you're a man, especially in 2023, you need to know your numbers. your testosterone numbers. Low T is really hitting a lot of men these days. Of course, that is expected as you get older in life, but a lot of younger men are walking around and not realizing that low T is causing them those problems, like being tired, lacking motivation and drive, even low libido. Maybe you're just not feeling like you used to when you're younger. Well, Montgomery Men's Health can help you figure out, hey, what is my testosterone number? For only $99 in about an hour, you can know those numbers. And they have treatments there if you do, in fact, have low T that can truly change your life. Most men after these treatments experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and you might even notice an increased libido. And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
So call up Montgomery Men's Health today. Make an appointment. 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More with Julie Beard, candidate for city council, when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Again, we have Julie Beard, who's running for city council here in the studio. And what I mentioned as we were going to the break is the issue of panhandling. I think all of us in this room and most folks driving around listening to us right now have seen this issue. What can be done about this?
Well, you know, I believe that the panhandling issue, what we're seeing today, is more of a safety issue for all of us, you know, for the driver and for the person that's in the middle of the road as well. One of the main things is that I have had an experience last week coming home from school from an event about 9 o'clock, 9:30. There's a lady who hangs out. We've all seen her. She has several grocery carts, and this she's homeless, but she frequents the Atlanta Highway, so forth and so on. She was where the old Flips area was at and almost hit her. And I mean, it scared me to death. And so emotionally that night, I can't imagine if something like that had happened, how my life would have turned after that.
Because
I don't even like to kill a frog. So I just don't understand how that this is a safety issue for the person that is doing the business and the person that is that's the innocent person that's sitting at the red light, and you've got people from both sides, and you know, I try not to make contact with them at that point in time. I guess the one that really caught me is when I was coming off of the interstate at the Perry Hill Road exits where we get off and we're coming from that way. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if you don't have cash, cash at me.
Right.
You know, I was like, okay, you have to have a really good phone that's linked, I think, to a bank account in order to have that.
Yes.
So those are two check marks and two little red flags for me. So that is an issue for me, and it's all from a safety standpoint. However, even to, you know, I see a lot of times that we have schools that'll send kids out in the middle of the roadways on mm-hmm. Saturday. You know, and hey, I understand. I fundraised for a cheerleading squad for lots of years, and we did lots of different things. I never put them in buckets out in the middle of the road, I don't think. But just for students, the liability mm-hmm. for that school and that coach that's putting them out there in the roadways, that's huge. And so I think anybody that's out in the roadway soliciting funds or doing that's
it's
a whole.
Dangerous,
it's just too dangerous.
Right.
It's just too dangerous. I mean,
especially because you're often talking busy intersections,
absolutely.
Interstate exits.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's be honest, most drivers nowadays, they're not just driving. They've got a cell phone going
absolutely.
On. There's too many other distractions.
Yeah.
And I'm as guilty as anybody else. And I've had almost the same experience turning onto Carmichael Road, where you have a homeless person that kind of steps out in traffic.
Right. Or you've got the... I saw someone the other day on the Eastern Bypass down towards Vaughan Road. I was turning left to go up towards, you know, Chick-fil-A, so mm-hmm. forth and so on. And there was someone laying in the median, like they were taking a nap. Now, the buckets were there, the signs were there,
right.
And I thought, oh my gosh, what if somebody gets hit? They veer off the road, he's dead.
Right.
You know, and then, so I know that that's happened here in Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
And so I look at it not from that point. It's a safety issue for me, and it's also a cleanliness issue. It brings us back to clean up Montgomery, because we do not have those trash cans and things out there. And then if we have to get city maintenance out there to clean it up, that's taking time from neighborhoods, residential areas, if you will, and our other commercial areas that just need a little more assistance. We're having to clean up places that should remain clean all the time.
Well, and it seems like we've been kind of building a pyramid of priorities here, that if you take care of public safety, public cleanliness, better communication, more transparency, working with your constituency, you can solve a lot of problems, like something like a panhandling, but then I think all that needs to be built for more economic development.
Absolutely.
And so especially when you're looking at District 2, because I know each council member is given sort of money that they can divvy out to where they think is best suited for their district.
Right.
Whether it's that sort of, you know, direct funds, or it's, you know, drawing businesses in, what sort of things are you thinking about?
Well, you know, you have to, it was called discretionary, I guess, for a better word. You know, we have 9 districts. And we're all ready to move forward. And with the progress comes a time to take care of that. And it's like a checklist. And we need to make sure that we are ready. My campaign is, you know, I want to work with the small business owners. I think, you know, we're ready for small business owners. We have where they have a little small business, even to the multi-million dollar business. It doesn't matter whichever one your American dream is. We want you to be able to pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I believe in my area, I would like to see... I know they do this with the bar and entertainment world in Montgomery. They have a meeting once a month. They may do this, and I'm not aware of it, but let's meet with those small businessmen and women. Let's have a council that they can come and talk to, and let's work out some things that they need to do. I would like to see a lot more of that in District 2. You know, we're just so thrilled, although part of some restaurants have just come into District 2, or really in District 1, that Soul, The Wharf, Shane's Barbecue. We are thrilled that they are there. You know, we have not had a big restaurant since Shoney's and Po folks left years ago. You know, chicken fried steak, it was the best on Sunday. You always went there. But, you know, we're thrilled that those restaurants are there. We're thrilled to have Perfect Pizza and the Chinese restaurants and stuff. And during the pandemic, my husband and I supported them, really, because we wanted them to prosper and be
those,
there.
Yeah, we needed those to stay.
Yeah, yes, we definitely did.
You're here.
We loved carry out.
Well, let's go to Ed. Ed, you're on with Julie Beard.
Hey, Joey, good afternoon. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Ann, hey. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Hey, I wanted to call in. Joey wanted to echo what Dr. Keith said. Julie is, I will say this about this woman. She never toots her own horn. So I want to toot her horn for a second.
All right.
And I want people to really take a look at candidates, because when they run for office, they always talk the talk and not walk the walk. I met Julie. I was fortunate enough, you know, I'm a commissioner with the Montgomery Housing mm-hmm. Authority, and served Julie on that board. Joey, she's just an amazing woman. She walks the walk. She is a problem solver. She's not argumentative. She can sit down at the table with anyone, any issue, and work it out. That's what we need on the city council. And I think she would make District 2 extremely proud. And I'm just proud to call her my friend, a co-commissioner. And folks, just pay attention, look at your candidates, and please give Julie consideration, because she is an incredible woman.
Well, very kind words there.
And I'm tooting her horn. So she won't do it, but I'll do it for her.
Ed, thank you so much for those kind words. I appreciate you, friend.
You're welcome. Y'all take care.
You too, Ed. Sir. Have a good day, bud.
Again, 272-9228 if you have a comment or question. I got another breakup coming, but I want to go back to something, like, more general approach. When you think about, like, the size of government, do you think we have room for more taxes, more spending, or are we kind of good where we're at?
Right now, I mean, I think that we're good right now where we are, because everything else has gone up, you know. You know, people are talking about, hey, do we dye the Easter eggs or buy the plastic ones at this point in time?
Yep.
Right now, I understand that interest rates are going to go up again in the housing market. So if interest rates are going up in the housing market, it's going to go in the automobile market. So it's going to be, everything's going to grow a little while. We'll come back down, settle down at some period in time. I heard some scuttlebutt the other day about something about the grocery taxes. So, you know, it's a catch-22. We have to have taxes. We all know that, to pay those salaries of people that make our world go around, and that's what that's a basis for. So that's something I'll have to investigate and look in and get back with you on that one.
Sure. And, no, I like what Ed was saying in the sense that I've gone to a few council meetings, and you see sort of the back and forth and the give and take. Are you satisfied with, it's not going to be your race, in the sense of you're not running for mayor.
No.
But are you satisfied with leadership in that regard here at the
city? You know, I firmly believe in personal accessibility and government accountability. And being your District 2 representative, I want to represent all the residents and also the city of Montgomery. I believe we need to have their voices heard. I believe that I want to be able to be a good listener. And with that good listener, if I can't answer your question at that particular time, I'm kind of like the President of the United States, if you will. Let's look at that. I'm not like him. But that person the CEO surrounds himself with the smartest people. Mm-hmm. And those people help guide that person to make all those decisions. And so that's how I want to approach that. Also, I want to be transparent. I think everybody in this particular business needs to be transparent and open in their government. Because we need to build trust. Back to the basics again. Building that trust. Ensuring that we meet the needs of all the constituents in our area. We're open, not only welcoming, but essential to the workings of all the council. They're all public. They start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the work session, then they go on at 5. And those are also on TV if you want to watch those. And a lot of times I go back and watch them because I miss something. I miss something there. So I want to make sure that there's open communication between the government and the people of Montgomery, especially in District 2. That's why I will do this. You know, I work part-time at a Christian private school in Montgomery right now. I've been there 10 years, Success Unlimited Academy. But at that point in time, I will retire again and take on city council as a full-time position.
Well, I love hearing that. 272-9228. Does Soldier Boy have a question for Julie?
I believe so, but somebody did call in. Could you remind the audience who your father was again?
My father was Billy Turner.
Billy Turner.
Right. And he his first campaign started in 1983, the year my son was born. In fact, we brought Turner home from the hospital the day that Daddy went into was elected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's been, it'll be 40 years this upcoming October, if you will. So I feel, you know, I have two older sisters, and my oldest sister is very musically talented. My middle sister is really, really smart and speaks five languages, and they just hadn't quite figured me out yet. But I'm the one they always said was like the organizer and the fixer and the go-getter. So tag, I'm it. And I'm very honored to even put myself in the arena with these people in the city council.
Well, let's go to Soldier Boy before we wrap things up. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, I got multiple questions. All right. They're really short answers. I need yes or no, you know. It's just very simple answers.
All right.
Especially for public. Have you ever written a check for, been in business?
Have I ever written a check for a business? Yeah.
I mean for an employee.
For an employee, no, sir.
Okay, so you haven't done that. So have you ever run a business at all or managed a business?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Would you have voted for the water park?
Oh, I remember you from the other day. Hey, how are you doing? I don't know right now. I do understand your concern with the water park, and you have to understand that that water park was not started off as a city project. It was started off as a county project, and so that's how it went. And, in fact, the city did turn that down several years before. And
next question. This simple question, so.
Question.
I don't want to sound short, snippy, or rude, or anything, but I just want short answers, you know. That's what politicians sometimes, you've never ran for political office before?
No, sir. I was an educator for 28 years, educating all those children.
Well, thank God you're not in Los Angeles County right now on strike for 30% pay raise.
Oh, I would have thought. Hey, look, I started out with, you know, I think I said this on the show as early the week. I made $13,000 my first year I taught school. For 13. The people they're starting off with school, teachers right now, are making what I ended up with in 2011 with a master's degree.
I see, you know, most of the city council meetings, it's the unanimous all the time for, they always have to say that, city clerk has to say unanimous all the time. I know they have working meetings before on their votes and everything. Are you going to be one of those come along, get alongs?
You know, that's why I have a mindset of my own, and I have to be very open-minded. You get the agenda earlier than it goes to the public. And so at that point in time, I will do my research and take care of those items. And if I'm not unsure, then I will investigate. I am me. No one's going to sway my vote because I'm going to dig and find out the resolution and solution. If there's a problem, how to get to the bottom of it and what solutions that we can have.
You sound like Helen Reddy. I am woman. Hear me roar.
I am woman. Hear me roar. Yeah.
Hey,
you want me go into second? Do you want me to go into the second verse of that? I am woman. Yeah.
No. All right, next question I got to ask you too. Okay.
All right.
I used to work at City Hall. I remember one time Mayor Strange was walking down the sidewalks, and they tore up all those pretty old trees. They cut them down. They put a new sidewalk and everything. And I asked him, I said, why are we tearing this apart? All we need to do is power wash it, you know, and just clean it up and everything. And he said, well, we're getting a federal grant. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, well, it's not going to come out of the budget. I said, I understand that. And he says, it's from the federal government, and we don't have to pay it back. And I said, last time I looked, Mayor, I paid federal taxes. So it does come out of the taxpayers. And what can you do about these roads in Montgomery? I mean, isn't it a part of the job of city government is to protect food police, fire department protection, of course, and the maintaining of the roads?
Well, yes, sir. My whole platform is back to the basics, okay? Back to the basics of city maintenance. And there is a road development plan. I think I left that in my other notebook. And there is a whole plan that has been presented of what roads will go first. If you're talking about where's Ferry Road, are you?
Zelda
Road with a big curve.
So many potholes. My radio station now changes.
I want to send my front end alignment, my all alignment wheel. Right. To the city, let them pay it at the
Well, you know. It never fails that right when I get my tires rotated and my wheels aligned, I hit one of those sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you there. I understand that. Yes, we need to take care of maintenance in our districts. We need to make sure that our roads are being paved, and that the lines on the road are just being painted and kept up. That's all back to basic maintenance. And yes, sir, and there is a plan right now. I do know that the Wears Ferry Road is being worked on, but that is when the county line hits, it becomes a county and a city project together, so the monies must mesh, so to speak, for that to be handled. And I appreciate you and applaud you for noticing that. I think everybody in Montgomery notices that.
Not me noticing in my car.
Yes, and the shocks in your car. I understand.
$100 for an alignment now. I got mm-hmm. And the wheels are now, what, almost $300-$400 a piece now, mm-hmm. Jody?
Mm-hmm. I know what my husband just put tires on my car. I know what it was.
Yeah, so it just adds up and adds up. What are you going to do about the panhandlers?
We just went over second ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that because my safety is getting to the point where I'm going to have to open carry again.
Well, Julie presented it as a public safety issue for the folks in their cars and folks there who could easily be hit. Told a story about how she almost had a terrible incident there. I think y'all are very much on the same page. I got to run, Soldier Boy. I appreciate all the questions.
Thank you for calling. Enjoy talking to you.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I shut up there for a second because I was testing you, Julie. And if you can handle Soldier Boy, you can handle most anybody. No, we're still on the air. This is just how I talk.
And that's Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, I like that. Soldier Boy. Yeah, that's a great song.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. Now, we're pretty much out of time here, but if folks want to check out more about you or want to help you, in particular,
absolutely,
help your campaign, how can they do so?
Absolutely. Please go to my website, www.juliebeardformontgomery.com. I do have a Facebook page, Julie Beard for City Council. I need you to go and like and read of all the different events this weekend, especially, Joey. I kicked off last Thursday at Lagoon Park, which was a huge success for us. Lagoon Park is in District 2. I did it at the baseball and softball diamonds and fields right outside with a little park outside. That is a great venue for everybody in Montgomery, the tennis courts, the golf course, the hiking. But go to my Facebook page and my website like that. We've got great new signs in today. We'd love to come put one in your yard in District 2. It's a large district. Also, this weekend, if you will come down to the Eastbrook Shopping Center. Now, listen very carefully. It's on my Facebook page. Not at Pizza Perfect, but it's the perfect place for the perfect pizza to meet the perfect candidate. So we will be serving some pizza. It's at the end of that, the closest storefront to the fire station, if you will. It used to be Old Dry Cleaners. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite places in that little shopping center. I just love that venue. So we're going to be down there talking and greeting. My husband's going to be there this weekend and some of my family. We'd love to meet you, give you a sign for your yard, sign up for different opportunities to help us in the campaign journey. We are looking forward to seeing everybody. So that's Friday from 4 to 7, on Saturday from 9 until 2. So we'll be there. Pizza will be served at 4, and pizza will be served at 11 on Saturday. Come on by and get some snacks and visit with us.
Well, Julie, it's great seeing you.
Nice to meet you, Joey. Nice to meet you, Ed. Nice. This was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. And as we get closer, I mean, we got 150 days. So as we get closer, we'd love to have you back.
I'd love to come back. I'd be honored to. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More news and views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet Spring Sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring regularly priced at $11 per foot installed. Right now priced at $7 per foot installed. And get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last. Plus interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our major spring break warming trend continues today. In fact, I think we're headed for the mid-80s today. Good bit of sunshine. Clouds on the increase, but very mild tonight. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, a very warm day for March. I think the high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. We'll be dry through Friday evening, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday, and some of those will be strong, possibly severe. The storms will clear out early in the day on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education. Health care.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. This is part of News and Views brought to you by Dylan Rings. And they're Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie are ready to help you. Well, get that custom jewelry experience. Josh is a true artist there at Dylan Rings. I'm now looking at DylanRings.com, DylanRings.com, and they provide just fantastic artistic service there. I'm looking at one of these sketches that Josh will do. Then the true magic is he can take one of these beautiful sketches and he can turn it into a reality, whether you're taking an older piece of jewelry that you want to upgrade or update and customize, reset a stone. Maybe it's a family heirloom that you want to modernize a little bit, or it could be some unexpected gift at an unexpected time where you want to give something truly special to the lady or the man in your life. They do custom work on watches in particular. Be great, great idea for those gentlemen in your life. So again, DylanRings.com. Of course, they have plenty in stock there at 119 Brown Springs Road. This is the place all the other jewelers in town go in order to get that custom work and repair work done. You could always call Josh and Leslie at 215-3669. That's 215-3669. But I really encourage you to stop by there at 119 Brown Springs Road. Whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views. Really enjoyed talking to Julie, Eddie.
Man, she was great, man.
Yeah,
a lot of energy. She was absolutely great.
And seems to know a lot of folks here in town
she
and
does.
The inner workings in a way. Though I always respect somebody who says, you know what, I need to do more of my due diligence because I'm not on the inside yet. I think that is very fair. Let's go to Emery. Hey, Emery.
Hey, guys. Just real quick. Mr. Billy Turner, the lady, I think that was his daughter.
Yes,
yes, it was.
Only caught a minute. You still there?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Anyway, he was one of the finest gentlemen in Montgomery, Alabama. Turner Electric, I don't know if anybody heard of that.
Turner Electric, you bet.
Yeah. I live on Bavard. He lived on the other side of Morning View School.
Hmm.
And he just did stuff for the neighborhood and when he was on the city council. And he just made sure we this side of town was represented.
All right.
And it sounds like he instilled that into his daughter.
Yes, so, sir.
Right on. And, yes.
Well, we'll have Julie back on before we get closer to, you know, to Election Day. And,
yeah, but right now is the time to rally the troops.
Yes, sir.
Well, when it feels warm and everything. Yeah, okay, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Emory. Thank you, sir. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Coming up, we're going to get into all the crazy stuff going on nationally, like the reason Republicans, according to one Democratic congressman, don't, they don't have any swag. They ain't got
no swag, Bubba.
And that's why they want to ban TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that big story there. Bizarre story of Hunter Biden and the FBI mole called One Eye.
Oh, One Eye?
As President Xi and President Putin of China and Russia, respectively, commit to a new world order as they embrace. They literally were embracing. Well, thank you, my friend.
Evil embrace.
And, of course, it looks like the grand jury won't indict Trump this week, is what's being said. And Manhattan District Attorney Bragg is saying, Trump created false expectation of arrest and Republicans interfered in my work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rand Paul confronts Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Mr. Blinken, about, well, COVID-19 research funding records. The State Department won't give them up for some reason.
Why is that, Joey?
Yeah, well, let Rand Paul stick it to Tony Blinken there. And then John Kennedy, again, really going hard in the paint. This guy is just a clip machine, a soundbite machine, but he really gives it to Janet Yellen.
She's such a moron. Dude, she is so... It's like a fifth grader is up there looking at these reports. I can't believe, again, someone like her and her seems to be lack of intelligence is in that job.
I don't know if it's lack of intelligence.
She don't know what... Maybe she's an expert, but it ain't in the job she's got.
No, she has an agenda and certain waters she's got to carry, is I think what's going on.
Well, she's toting it, but...
Because most of those folks up there running the Federal Reserve, if you just look at raw IQ power, probably pretty smart people.
Yeah,
but
I think you give them a little more credit than they deserve, Bubba.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I really do. I think most of them, a lot of them are there because of who they know, who they gave money to.
Okay, you're running the Federal Reserve tomorrow. What do you do?
Immediately, me?
Yeah.
I go find out if we really got some gold or not.
Really?
Yeah. I'm bringing down that.
Well, if I ever run for president, I'm putting you up to be the Federal Reserve chair. I like that answer.
This has all been BS, and we got to come up with a new plan.
Well, that dumbass wants to look at the gold. We know we don't have any gold. This is what we got to tell them. They're going to bring you in some smoke-filled room and go, we don't have any gold. This is a Ponzi scheme. You got to keep it going. Don't give the game away, man.
I think they'll give me that speech long before I get in that room.
Yeah, and if I ever get close to the White House, they'll pull a JFK on me. You better believe it. This entire hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And Kim Williams and her team can help you folks there. They've earned their reputation there at Alabama Home Mortgage as the best when it comes to being a mortgage broker. They win awards. They're specialists in those VA home loan programs. So if you're a veteran, you need to talk to Alabama Home Mortgage. Or right now, maybe you're saddled by a bunch of credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common thing these days. Well, if you've got equity built up in your home, why not get yourself on better financial footing? Much better to pay a 6-7% rate on a mortgage than it is the 19 or 24% APR, barely making minimum payments, barely getting into, the actual debt you owe. Well, why not do a great refinance deal Alabama Home Mortgage can help you with that. So call up Kim and her team today at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim, as well as Madeline, prove that to you today. NMLS number one.